The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of this Friday's broadcast of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and I've got Peter Neese with me for into the second hour and for the second day, because I wanted to make sure, Peter, that people understood the subject matter we're talking about and how important it is to reorient people's thinking as to how to straighten this problem and problems that we're experiencing in this country. And we've discovered it's now a legislative democracy. You're not protected by anything, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, your rights have been granted back to you by way of privilege, by way of, say, a contract of which there's some implied things going on there. But more importantly, that you really don't have rights. You might have some immunities. You've got some privileges, but you sure as hell don't have any immutable, rock-solid rights on which to stand on. Is that pretty much correct there, Peter?
Unless you claim them.
Unless you claim them.
And that's that. See, that's why they kept the law from us. That's why Joyce and I, along with yourself, have tried to tell these people to educate themselves with a paralegal course and learn what the law is.
Well, you and Joyce were ahead of your time as in this regard, because we saw what was coming. There have been many changes that have taken place since you were a regular featured guest on this program every Wednesday, you and Joyce. And when she passed away, you continued. But you had spoken all that you could speak, and we were starting to repeat, but people still weren't getting it. But it was timely because so many changes have taken place. And in regard to those changes, things have gotten worse since you were a regular featured guest on this broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, I got some bad news for you. If you think things are screwed up now and out of kilter and are not making any sense, it's only going to get worse. They are going to continue to claim that they have the law on their side, that they have the right to demand, compel you to do what? Just as we've been compelled to do what? Take part in Obamacare. You know, this wasn't done under a Commerce Clause. No. The Supreme Court conveniently ruled that, well, this is a tax. And being a tax, well, it's perfectly within the purview of Congress because, well, their job is to lay and collect taxes. So they've created a tax, then everything is okay. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I guess it'd be okay in their United States de facto system, but certainly what we're talking about here is the God-given, unalienable, don't touch me, keep your hands off my itty-bitty stuff, my rights, my freedoms. And yeah, I got immunities, all right. It's called the true law of this country. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Ariel Sprang, Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Now, understand that the judge is going to be a little antsy at this point because you're not there in his little bar. And you're not going to be a good little citizen, and you're not going to plead in their jurisdiction the way they want you to plea. You ever notice when you walk into traffic court, are you guilty or not guilty? They want you to proclaim what your intentions are in a court. And if you don't enter your own plea, well, the judge will help you out. See, the judges aren't supposed to help you out in legal matters, but they do anyhow. Because the judge will say, well, you have to plead guilty or not plead not guilty. Or enter a plea of, well, we'll just leave it up to the best wishes of the judge. And if you don't enter a plea, the judge will automatically enter a plea of not guilty for you. Now, at this point, your right of allocution has preserved for you your right to bring de jure laws issues into your appeal. Now I'll bring to your attention an additional benefit of exercising your right of allocution, which I alluded to earlier. After you've placed the above response to the judge's question in the record, I would suggest that you continue on in the following manner. Your Honor, the accused in this case would like to put this court on notice that it does not pronounce sentence at this time over the objections of the accused. Notice the word objections. that the accused will formulate his objection before a higher court in the nature of a writ of error. And you can look that up in the Supervisory Control in Black's Fifth Law Dictionary. The reason for the remark is that the court will tell you that writs of error have been done away with in modern courts. In that situation, point out to the judge that you do not intend to file a genuine writ of error, which is not recognized in colorable jurisdictions, but should you have stated on the record of the court that your objection to being sentenced at this time on fact issues, while the law issues of the case are still in dispute, would be in the nature of a writ of error, which is the colorable objection recognized under the name of supervisory control in Black's Fifth Edition Law Dictionary. Now, the advantage of your objection in this nature of writ of error is that the judge, not you, must bring forth the transcript or record of the case to a higher panel of judges, and the burden of proof is upon that judge to show that the jurisdiction that he exercised over your person and property existed as a fact of law. And further, he must show legal basis for each ruling on issues of law that the transcript shows that the objection thereto was made by the accused. Now, you know the benefit of stating your objections in the nature of the writ of error over making an appeal, wherein the expense of bringing forth the transcript is on you as well, the burden of proof on all the law issues in dispute. Now, should I do the second letter here, Peter?
I think the second letter, real quick, really nails it.
Okay, all right. To do this in totality, then. What has public policy to do with commercial law? To grasp that, you must understand that the U.S. Constitution, being based upon common law, and the common law being based upon substance, silver and gold, made it impossible for Congress, when working for the three-branch government created by the Union of States, to borrow anything but silver or gold for what I will call the continental United States. But Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution gave the same Congress exclusive rule of the District of Columbia and other territories and enclave mentioned in Clause 17. See, and they're perfectly within their right to do so.
Right.
To the people in the 11-square-mile area, the District
right
of Criminals, to Guam, to other territories, or even military bases inside this country.
Yeah, see, under the old system, John, they were supposed to become states of the Union.
Well, now they've projected their little District of Criminal rule, and they've told everybody that this applies to all 50 states.
Right on.
And therefore, since we have jurisdiction and we have the law, our federal law trumps your state law or your state constitution. That's a biggie. That is a major thing. How many instances could we spell out in the next 45 minutes where the states, going by their own rulings, their own courts, their own law, their own constitution, have said that we are going to allow our people to do this, only to have the Fed say, no, you don't. We have federal law. Based on what? And where's your authority to do this? 10th Amendment, my eyeball.
That's right.
So, continuing with this, this entity, I will call for the purpose here the federal territorial United States, with that exclusive rule of the legislative democracy, called here Federal Territory United States Congress, was able to borrow non-substance, that being bank credit. Okay, folks, here it comes. How can we possibly, you know, we're arguing about budgets. Oh, well, the deficit is this. Oh, well, we can't cut spending. Oh, we can only increase taxes. No, we don't have to create new tax. We need to cut expenditures. Ladies and gentlemen, if they didn't have the funny money at the beck and call of the government through the Federal Reserve funny money bankster gangsters, we would have no national debt, no fiscal
right.
cliffs, No budgetary problems, none of this shenanigan. All right. Congress was able to borrow non-substance, that bank credit, from international banking houses in the name of the federal territorial United States, which loans began, guess when, in the Civil War, and continues today to the point that the paper debt exceeds $14 trillion in loans of bank credit. Now, let me make
that
a...
That should read $172 trillion now.
Well,
sorry, I made an error.
No, actually, that's pretty close to the understanding how it's projected to the people. Well, by 2020 or 2021, we fully expect to have a $20 trillion deficit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is the money that has been borrowed and that they sold bonds and treasuries for, of which now the government, rather than selling them to outside parties, are now, what are they doing? They're monetizing their own debt. In order to borrow, they got to issue the treasuries and the bonds. Nobody wants to buy the damn things because they're carrying what? They're carrying no interest payback for those treasuries or those bonds. Why would you
do it?
No interest. And because another factor here, the devaluation of said dollars that are redeemable for that is continuing to erode. They call it inflation. It's continued devaluation.
Right.
Okay, so now you'll hear, it's $16, $17 trillion. No, that's just the damn treasuries and the bonds that they've sold. And by the way, Peter, we've discovered, what the hell? What's trillions amongst friends? We won't debate the issue, but it's closer to $221 trillion.
Wow.
Now, this federal territory, United States, was, and folks, ask yourself this question. Where does the government give the right to bankrupt and to drive us into a poorhouse? For the what? To give us benefit? Where do they get the right to bankrupt the country? To spend everything that you're going to earn for so many future generations, I don't even want to think about it. Who gave them the right to do this? We've got people up on Capitol Hill dressed nice and carrying briefcases that have committed some of the most egregious robbery that's ever been witnessed by mankind. How is this possible? Why has nobody gone to jail? This question, by the way, is being murmured about in Washington, D.C. And you know what the response back was from Eric Holder on this bank fraud that they've pulled off, Peter Neese?
No, go ahead, tell me.
Well, basically it's, they're too big and it'd be hard to get a conviction.
Oh, I know. Too big to fail.
He is admitting that there's a problem, and he is the Attorney General of the United States, and he's too chicken crap to go after the banks, because they're so big. And it might cause what? It might cause an economic collapse. What they're doing right now ensures that we will collapse. And if we stay under this thing called the Federal Reserve for that debt incurred, we will be slaves to them for the rest of eternity. The key issue here is to get rid of these son of a bitches. This is what Ron Paul was talking about. Audit the Fed. See how much money, how much debt has actually been incurred with dealing with these vampires, and it's going to be an easy decision to dump the Fed, cut that charter off, tell them to take their funny money and go pound sand. But that didn't happen, did it? The system must continue. It is on a collision course with the biggest iceberg you've ever seen in your life. But I'm sorry, just grab your life jacket. There's nothing we can do. The ship of state is going down. According to who? One of you popinjays in Washington, D.C.? One of you Congress critters that decides it's too dangerous to alleviate and for all time remedy the ills of the American people? Get your stuff and get the hell out of D.C. You're worth nothing.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we recognize that we have callers. Nobody go away. We'll get to your calls in quick fashion. But let me get through this quickly here. The federal territorial United States was long ago bankrupt nation, so it no longer legislated public law pursuant to the interests of the people it served, but since 1938 it legislates U.S. public policy in the interest of the nation's creditors. It is not in the interest of the people for Congress to give billions to Russia or Israel, so that becomes public policy in the interest of the nation's creditors. Now, the commercial code comes into play when the Congress of the bankrupt federal territorial United States, in its duty to pass public policy statutes in the interest of the creditors of the Fed territory, failed in its duty to coin gold or silver as a medium of exchange for continental de jure United States, creating a depression therein through a shortage of real money. Then Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist, declared gold a barbaric metal, and with territorial emergency powers given to him, brought America up to date by making colorable Federal Reserve notes legal tender throughout the de facto continental territorial United States. And the disconnect there, as I said, the bills have changed. No longer silver certificates, no longer symbols and verbiage actually printed on bills that said that this is basically a receipt and it's redeemable at any bank and you can get gold or silver. No. No banks have that bothersome, heavy, expensive stuff laying around. No, we can't be bothered with that. Now, since colorable dollars, based upon the de facto colorable debt and its obligations of the Fed territorial U.S., are now employed as a medium of exchange for de facto continental United States, then the neglect of Congress and its duty to de jure continental United States and the so-called blessings of executive orders of FDR under his emergency powers. Continental United States is in a contract relation with the Fed de facto U.S., and the debts of the federal de facto United States are now equally the debts of the de jure continental United States. See, we have two forms of government, and we got you both.
That's right.
Now, this... Now, also, I must say that unless the inhabitants thereof, in doing business in these colorable dollars, that commercial paper, reserve their de jure common law rights under the remedy provided for them in that system of commercial law called the Uniform Commercial Code, and we hope that this brief summary of events answers any of your questions.
Now, yeah, Joyce and I were trying to tell the people that the Uniform Commercial Code was your way to get back to the Constitution, and it was actually more powerful in their courts because they have to recognize it, and that would be your way to get back to. And, John, let the audience read the addendum to this, and why don't we take some phone calls?
I'll tell you what, I wanted to, you can read the addendum yourself, ladies and gentlemen. It is posted in two places on republicbroadcasting.org under the RBN Network Updates, the Two United States and the Law, and also in the top news stories. One gets shoved off the page faster than the other. But copy that, download it, copy it, give it to your friends and your neighbors, and especially those that claim that they have jurisdiction over you. Shove it up their old wazoo, their tailpipe, so to speak. It might wake them up. There's a lot of people that are doing exactly that, Peter. They're finally understanding, well, gosh, these guys aren't a bunch of wingnuts, conspiracy theorists that, well, we've all been told by the politicians and the news media that they really are. And my complaint has always been, conspiracy theory? Excuse me, I have the facts. What do you have? An accusation?
Right.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what, let's get to the calls. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
John, good evening, Mr. Nice. Two points. I'll make it real fast on both of them. Number one, John, last week or whatever it was that I called you, you referred to me as a cop. I was not a cop. I was a public servant, known as a police officer with a township here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The word cop comes from England, and what it actually stands for is constable on patrol. I was not a constable. I was a public servant known as a police officer.
Well,
the first thing I wanted to make clear, that kind of bugged me
when
you said that.
Okay, well, if you didn't like cop, then you really didn't like what they called you back in the
60s. I didn't like the job either.
Well, and you certainly wouldn't have liked what they called you back in the 60s, remember? Used to be pigs.
that too.
Yeah.
I was never called a pig.
Oh, okay.
Well. Anyway, Mr. Nice, I received your email today. I was one of those people that sent you an email. Have you ever heard the term coactus fici?
No, I haven't.
The CF behind your name, which means that if you sign something, you're signing it under protest?
No, I've never even examined that. I can take a look at it.
Yes, coactus fici, it means if you sign something in very small letters, just put coactus fici behind your name. And from what I understand, that I haven't personally looked it up, but from other people that I know, that is you're signing it, and they're forcing you to sign it under duress. And that's all I have.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that, Tom. All right. We'll take the break.
Thanks.
Steve in Ontario, hang on. I'll take your call. Then I want to get into this 13th Amendment, which, oh, ladies and gentlemen, talking about setting us up. The players will take the stage. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Steve in Ontario. Hello, Steve.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Two things real quick here. When you said the number 200 plus trillion of obligations for the United States.
Yep.
The corporation, that is obviously the largest big to fail ever in mankind. Too big to fail.
Pretty much. That's why they're not offering any budgets, any real reductions, anything else. They have to stay the course because they can't recoup enough money to even put a dent in this and to play the game for another day, let alone another week, a month, or a year. They can't. They're stuck with it.
It's insane, man.
It is. And is that not unlawful? Isn't that unlawful? You know, we talk about the hunt for terrorism. You know, the people who are perpetrating acts of violence to people. Is not a debt of that nature a threat to national security and the peace and security of every man, woman, and child?
It's the ultimate.
It is the ultimate.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, like, I mean, if they can't jail bankers because they're too big to fail, definitely not going to jail anyone in the government because this is the biggest too big to fail ever. The other thing was I wanted to ask Peter if what is going on, what you guys have been talking about the last two nights, has this been done to every country that has a central bank, all Western? Like, I live in Canada here, and we are technically a dominion. But are we basically, is it all done the same throughout Western civilization with central banks, the same sort of trickery with the government?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
I think that was a yes.
I think that summed that up.
Yeah.
So this information by Howard Freeman then is just as important to me and everybody else in Western central bank civilization as it is to you guys, right?
Yes, it is. Because here is your grand plan for a world order that we can do business in harmony across national boundaries, and, well, we'll get rid of those bothersome things, so-called rights, and we'll adopt international law, and based on what?
Exactly.
You know, based on what? Here's your globalist, here's your new world order, and the skulking international gangsters that have foisted this upon us and gave the governments the ability to put us in endless debt. And then not one of these characters, aside from a few in Washington, D.C., that it has the courage and took their duties and responsibilities of their office to heart to tell the American people.
Yeah. Maybe I could ask Peter one more real quick thing here. Our federal government at this point, we've got about federally about $650 billion in debt, and we've got 10% of the population. So if we extract that out and do the old 10 times motto, then we're looking at about, $650 billion. So we're looking at about $6 trillion in debt federally. That would be compared to your U.S. number of, what, 16 on the books, I guess?
Yeah, it's actually more than that. If you do the unfunded side of it, it comes out to what John said. It was what, John, 215 trillion?
200 and about 21 trillion, yeah.
So why is it that Canada has not kept pace with the debt load? How come we're not sitting at like $15 trillion in debt? Like, have our boys just not followed the game plan as well?
No, I don't want to hurt your feelings with this one, Steve, but you're a small target.
Right, okay.
Because if we smash the United States, if the United States goes, so does Canada.
Yeah, okay, that's right. I just wasn't sure what that was, if they were actually doing a good job or just we're not getting enough attention paid to us yet.
Well, no, not yet. No, they'll get around. They'll do the cleanup with you boys later, but you're not the target on the range right now.
Thank goodness. All right.
Well, thanks. Thanks, you Canadian, you. Yeah, I'm glad they're shooting at your butt, not ours. Gosh. Hey, thanks.
See you guys.
Well, hey, you know what, John?
Yeah, thanks for your call, Steve.
The other thing I was going to say to Steve is the U.N., is at war with them now over the Great Lakes, Canada.
Well, and how did the United Nations, representing what, how many different nations, how does the United Nations come into play with a natural resource that has been commonly shared by Canada and the United States? A third party comes into play here?
Right on, brother.
And what are they claiming, that they have jurisdiction to do what?
They have jurisdiction to claim the fresh water. How's that one grab you?
Can we take about 150 bulldozers up to Washington, D.C. and push that damn thing into the water?
I think it needs it. In fact, I think the British did us a favor. The trouble was we rebuilt it.
Well, are you in reference to the White House and not the United Nations building, obviously?
That is correct.
Yeah, this is, and what symbology, folks? This United Nations building could have been on a piece of ground any place on the planet. Where did they plop it? Right in Money Central, Banker Central, right up there in New York, New York. How apropos. Right in your face. Okay, I've got more callers. I need to get to, if you guys can hold, if you can, I understand if you drop. I want to get into this 13th Amendment is kind of a... I would say the goose for the sauce here, the original 13th Amendment, and it is missing. Now, my pet theory here about Steven Spielberg and why he did not win more Oscar nominations for his wonderful movie Lincoln, I think he was bringing something to light, even though it was erroneous, the 13th Amendment. We didn't really want people talking about 13th Amendment, because if we talk about the current 13th Amendment we have in our Constitution, well, one might ask the question, well, wait a minute, didn't we already have a 13th Amendment?
And yeah, we already did, John, and I've got a whole paper on that. And if your people want to email me, and I'll email it to you too, it explains everything that you're going to talk about, because we had a 13th Amendment under the Republic,
yep.
And that did away with all lawyers in the government. And then we had another 13th Amendment after the Civil War when the democracy took over.
Yeah, and Lincoln, being the good guy that he was, wanted to save the Union.
Yeah.
And then we saw what happened. But the point of that movie, half of the movie is consumed with the urgings of we need a 13th Amendment. Like, it didn't exist before Lincoln.
Yeah, they already had one.
Yeah.
They already had one.
Well,
so that movie is a lie, really.
Well, absolutely. That's why I said that when Spielberg wants to do movies about extraterrestrials or 25-foot great white sharks, can he create the drama. But I have a funny feeling that the accolades were not heaped on this man for the erroneous presentation of this 13th Amendment Lincoln movie, because they just wanted it off of the conversation circles. Because it might lead to, wait a minute, you've erred, Mr. Spielberg. We already had one, but you didn't include that in your movie script, did you? Now, the original 13th Amendment is missing. The original 13th Amendment to our Constitution has been illegally removed from publication. One intent on the amendment was to prohibit the attorneys of powerful European bankers from holding office in America. During the confusion of the War of 1812, when our Capitol Records building was burned, and the Civil War, the bankers and the lawyers removed the 13th Amendment, replacing it with that slave amendment, which, well, is your 14th Amendment. Supposedly under the guise of freeing the slaves, the only thing it did was double-tapped you and made sure that you and your white counterpart were in slavery ad infinitum.
Right.
Now, this missing 13th Amendment, called Article 13, reads, and this is the original, "If any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept and retain any present, pension, office, or emolument of any kind whatsoever from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power." This isn't just about gifts, folks. "Such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding office or trust or profit under them or either them." Now, the important part of this, forget the gift part. Forget Congress's permission to take a gift. "If any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor." Note the words title, honor, present, pension, emolument from any foreign power, cease to be a citizen and incapable of holding office for either country. Those are the very definite limitations with a profound sentence for violators, loss of citizenship.
Right.
"If honor includes immunities and pensions, etc., all government employees will be under fire. This amendment certainly will cause a great shuffling sound in the areas of election donations, especially from non-residents, holding office, immunity from laws by government agents, agencies, titles of honor, blah, blah, blah." Now, one critical area that is our government agencies usurping excessive power. Federal agents of the IRS, federal marshals, have been disregarding warrants and jury trial and relentlessly breaking and entering into private homes, businesses. These agencies must no longer be allowed to flagrantly defy our constitutional law, assuming immunity from prosecution. Read this one. "Income tax is unconstitutional, and you'll find the IRS is powerless and really unconstitutional." Remember the law that they said they promised they're going to show us? They can't show us the law because it is nothing. It is not law. It has no basis in law.
But it's public policy.
There you go, brother. Now,
you just got through reading. You just got through reading about what public policy is to the people in that good document that you just read for the past 2 days.
Yep.
So the income tax basically changed jurisdictions and was now being collected under the policy of the District of Columbia rather than under the policy of the United States of America.
Now, this 13th Amendment may outlaw the original foreign ownership in America, especially of banks and money. It may be unlawful to sell land, banks, etc. to foreigners. GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, I think it is, and NAFTA, North America Free Trade Agreement, may be illegal. Clarification will be a great benefit. It's no small wonder that the bankers and the lawyers removed the 13th Amendment. The history leading to the original 13th Amendment reveals the bank lords in the pie with their corrupt little sticky fingers. It seems that the powerful European bankers were attempting to control the new American government. In the Jay Treaty, the U.S. Senate agreed in secret to pay King George III of England £600,000 sterling as reparations for the American Revolution.
Right on.
And Congress ordered it not to be published. But Ben Franklin's grandson, just being the upstanding guy that he was, published it anyhow. Upon reading it, an angry Congress passed the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798. What they should have done, rather than passing another law, was just restored the original 13th Amendment.
Right on.
But by now, we had lawyers, we were up their eyeballs in lawyers.
Right.
Lawyers, lawyers, lawyers. Ever wonder where these wonderfully crafted laws come from that sound so legal? Ever wonder who writes these things up? You got it. The people that weren't supposed to be there in the first place. Because why do you need a lawyer when you have common law, which is very limited in the scope of true and positive law? You don't need a crap load of lawyers. The issues are very simple. Somebody has a claim against you, they got to prove that they were damaged. They got to prove that there was harm. They got to prove there was a monetary loss. It's very cut and dry. But not when you get the lawyers involved. All right, let's go to the phones here. Roger in Indiana. Hello, Roger.
Hey guys, I'd like to give you another experience that I had that was about 12 years ago in court. And it ties right in what you guys are talking about. I got arrested. I'm facing 9 years and was actually almost killed in jail by suffocation of macing. But anyhow, I bonded out, go to court, and as we started court, before we even get to my case, I was to have I asked for a free attorney. And he says, "What's your income?" And to afford one, what's your income? We got to find out if you need one or not. And I says, "Judge, I don't have an income." Now, I didn't tell her the fact that income only applies to corporation. But I sat there, I says, "I don't have one." And then she goes on a few more times and I says, "Judge, look, I'm compensated for my time. Compensation means to make whole, which means basically I have to explain bartering with her, but I didn't do that either." So anyhow, she gets frustrated and tells me I better show up with a lawyer. So I said, okay. So I go ahead and I look for the most expensive lawyers I could find. And so I go ahead and I go back to court and I says, "Judge, I can't afford $10,000 because I'm facing 9 years. All right, 2D felony, self-defense kind of thing. And I didn't kill the guy. So anyhow, it all turned back around on me. The cops screwed up bad. But anyhow... I go ahead and so the judge goes, "Where's your attorneys?" Because otherwise, I think she threatened that she was going to take my bond back, which is $1,500, and I was going to go back to jail or something like that. And I said, "Well, judge, I can't afford $10,000. I wouldn't even pay $3,000 for my innocence. I'm innocent." So anyhow, we go back the third time. Now, this is going on almost 5-6 months. We haven't even got to my case facing 9 years yet. Right? And that was for criminal mischievousness, fleeing, and resisting police officers due to a police officer getting hurt. And he got hurt from beating on my head. He hurt his wrist. So anyhow, the judge goes, so now she apparently dealt with me for 4 months now, really frustrated. So first thing she goes up, Mr. So-and-so, you don't believe in our money system, do you? And I says, look, Judge. Oh, gee whiz. No, I lost my thing. I says, Judge. Oh, gee whiz, I lost it.
Well,
hey, we're under the U.S. Constitution. I says, pursuant to Article 6, Paragraph 2, all judges are sworn to uphold the Constitution and so forth and everything like that. And, she said, you don't believe in our monetary system. And I says, well, I told her, I says, all judges are supposed to uphold the Constitution and Supreme Court, and I'm getting a little lost here. But anyhow, I said that, I says, pursuant to Article 1, Section 10, we're supposed to be under a gold and silver standard.
Right.
And
right.
If I was to be a party to anything else, I'd be a party to a felony. And and she really got frustrated. And this is after 6 months, I mean, get into the case. And she says, fine, you get you appointed to your attorney. But I really messed with them really bad in court, because I learned about 12 years ago through a guy that was that learned the Constitution. And it was great how to really force these guys, into a corner. And I got my way. Well, I was facing 9 years, and guess what I did? I ended up getting 60 days, 30 days in jail, and I was, 14-month probation, but I thought it was pretty good for 9 years. And I was only about a year and a half, 2 years into what
Roger,
I'm learning now.
Okay, but Roger, you never did say or admit that you were guilty. What, And I don't want to go into a mini series here, but they still got you. You still spent.
Yes, they did.
Yes,
they did.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
What you might have done is made this case a little bit too convoluted for them to argue, because.
That's what it was.
Well, and you weren't an agreeable subject, and you weren't behaving as the guilty person that you were, but they just might have just taken the easy way out on this one. I don't know that you...
That's right, they did. And you know why? Because there's too many people willing to pay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. You were going to say, Peter?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, he went right along with it, basically, and he threw a law issue, a constitutional law issue, in on top of it, just like you were talking about in the paper that you read.
Yeah.
He used allocution, even though he didn't know he was doing it.
And just enough where the judge went, oh, man, this is going to take too damn long. I got better fish to fry and more money to make.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Anthony in Texas. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Mr. Stattmiller. We, my wife and I enjoy your show. We really love what you're doing. And we have called our representatives, our congressmen, our senators, we've tried to get through, but we cannot get through. And one of the things that is frustrating, and we do love your show, but one of the things that is frustrating is that through your guests and others, you just don't hear a solution. And I was wondering if you could comment on that for us.
First, and I've said this many times, maybe because I say it so often, people miss my point, is to bring up everybody to speed with the educational process that this network has been putting out. And until
right.
such time that we have the educated numbers of which we can organize and then make a successful campaign going after our state legislatures, the Fed is so far out of control, forget about them.
Right.
We still have our states. We still have our state constitution. But what we do not have, Crystal, kill his feed here for a second. I'm getting a lot of noise from him. Thank you. You got a real crappy connection there, Anthony. At any rate, you want to talk to me about remedy and solution. This is what we're talking about. But I don't want a bunch of half-cocked, half-educated people, the electorate, the people out here have to educate themselves, share that information, garner their forces, make that frontal assault on our own state legislatures to make sure that we have remedy through our own state constitution. The only other issue that would be on the table at this point is let's all get together and get out our backpacks and our tents and our warm clothing, depending on the climb. Let's get out our guns and ammunition and our food and our fire starters, and let's go start hiking into the woods and get ready for the American Revolution that heretofore you'll get your ass kicked and your head handed to you. The numbers are not big enough yet, but we are trying to do this peacefully. The solution has been in this past 2 days' programming. The intention of doing this is to educate people as to what they're fighting for and what they're opposing, to make it perfectly clear in everybody's mind exactly what has transpired, how the parallel government has been brought up to strip you of your rights, or the illusion that they have the authority to do so, to do away with this right or that right. How many of the 10 amendments or how many of the rights that we have already been usurped, or they've done the end round through this legislative democracy? Anthony? He dropped? I would have loved to have heard from you, Anthony, because I get this question, and I never have people stick around long enough to engage in a conversation. You want a simple way out. You want the quick and easy. You know, what's the solution? Give me the solution. I'll run with that. It is not that damned easy.
John, we did give him the solution, and you named it on the air. It's called allocution.
Yes.
He can't look that up in the dictionary and figure it out for himself?
Okay, but hold on, Peter. What I said earlier of keeping the individual keister or our loved ones or our collective or our family or whatever out of the clutches of these de facto vampires is one thing. But the solution to the problem to overturn what has been instituted for God knows how many years is to educate the people. Your rights and duties and obligations are to know what country you live in and what law and what banner you're marching under. That is your solution. How many damn times do I have to keep repeating that? And why don't you people understand this? You want the quick, easy, give me my ammo, I'm going to go shoot the enemy, that's it, I'll be home by dinner. It's not going to be that damned easy, but it is most important and necessary for the task of reinstituting a Republican form of government with law, real law in this country. You want a quick fix? Go listen to Alex Jones. Fred in Georgia. God, that pisses me off. Hello, Fred. Fred's not there. Well, just as well, because Peter, I just blew a fuse and we're out of time anyhow.
Hey, listen, John, thank you so much, and I appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate all the time that you've put in, Peter. I really do, and we'll have you back. I wish you good travels, my friend.
I'll let you know when I'm available, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, and Anthony, sorry I jumped all over you there, pal. It's to illustrate a point, and I hope people are understanding. You want the quick fix. They've been fixing the system for better than a century. The people themselves, they have duties and obligations to get their rights back, to get the Constitutional Republic back in our control, our government.